last embers of the Clone Wars have burned out, but from those ashes comes an even greater threat. A galactic empire that will engulf the entire universe in tyranny and despair. Only a few brave rebels may stand against it, and who knows what their fate will be. The Strand Gamers present Star Wars: Dawn of Defiance. A new campaign using the Star Wars Saga Edition role-playing system.
And we're on with episode 4 of Dawn of Defiance. Previously in Dawn of Defiance, the party traveled to Felucia, broke Admiral Varth out of Imperial prison, and just for good measure blew some shit up on the way out. As an added bonus, their prison run freed Sister Alora, a Dathomiri witch, who has agreed to tutor Bleepdoop in the ways of the Dathomir Force tradition. The whole group have fled to the Resurgence, an enormous ship, almost space station-like, in a remote region of space that will serve as their mobile hiding place. I'm terrified to ask, has everyone leveled up to level 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That was less answering from Natasha than I would like.
I said yes!
She said yes from another room.
Okay. That's helpful.
She had headphones on. She just didn't know that there would be talking expected of her just then. She went to get water for the stupid fish.
Would you just shut up and die?
Okay. Yes, I'm level 3.
Okay, fantastic. So, you folks have had several days of rest and relaxation aboard the Resurgence. You have your own private rooms. You just got some money deposited into your account, some more than others. Is there anything you would like to do in this downtime, aside from heal and repair your droids and such?
I need to write a whole lot of shell scripts to make this rapid hacking vaguely plausible.
I actually want to buy upgrades for my robot.
Okay. Do you know
weapon maintenance?
What do you...
No. I have no idea yet.
Okay, cool beans.
Robot upgrades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you start looking through and pick out what you want, and then later on, we'll just say you installed it during this period.
Fantastic.
So yeah, just write up a list as you go.
Yes, sir.
Make sure there are things that are useful to the situation we get ourselves into retroactively.
No, I don't do that. That's not how I roll.
There's none of that horseshit.
Didn't we get one of those as a reward?
A droid?
No, stuff that we get to pick retroactively.
Right, yes, when you were looting the storage room, I told you whenever it's some small bullshit thing that... you guys realize that you should have, but don't. You now do. As in, like, oh, I forgot to take a grappling hook, or a med pack, or hacker's tools, or whatever. You stole it from that storeroom.
Turns out people carry wallets still in the future past.
The future past.
So now we have wallets to hold our credit shits.
Okay, so Bleepdoop is buying robot upgrades. Anyone else have any pressing business during their R&R time?
No, not really.
I don't think so.
Weapon maintenance.
Okay.
The kibosh was put down pretty hard on missile launchers, so I'm all set.
Nob.
Yes.
A few days into your resting, you received an encrypted transmission from one of Bail Organa's flunkies, informing you that they've been looking into the names that you provided them, and their suspicion is that all of these prisoners of war and the labor camp personnel from Corellia were sort of off the books, sent to slavers, because the records of them sort of disappear mysteriously.
Huh. But this is better than them being killed, but worse than them being rescued by the Alliance.
Right. They tell you they will continue looking into it, and it's just an update on what they've found so far.
I will start looking into the slave markets as well, as much as I can from the past-future internet.
Okay. Well, you don't get a whole lot of time for that, because you are all summoned to the conference room on the Resurgence.
Is there free pizza?
There's no mention of it.
Is there some kind of distress call, or is it just like, please report?
Yeah, it's a meeting. You know, you can. Okay.
I guess I'll go.
I'll go.
Likewise!
Yeah. So everyone go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. When you arrive, you find Admiral Verth, the man that you rescued from Imperial Prison. He's looking considerably better now that he's had time to clean himself up, wax his mustache, and put on a few pounds. And he's dressed in a neat, crisp uniform. He gestures you to sit down and switches on a holographic projector, where a blue-tinted hologram of a hut appears, rotating slowly.
The structure or the race?
The race.
Okay. Ew.
Indeed. Before the Empire decided my conscience was a liability, I was involved peripherally in a top-secret project known as the Sarlacc Project. While the details are unknown to me, I was involved in the transfer of large sums of credits and resources to the project. Whatever it entails, it is taking up a lot of time and effort. I believe the Sarlacc Project is destroying the lives of thousands of sentient beings. Casualty reports cross my desk on a regular basis. Unfortunately, I don't know much more than that. However, during my brief brushes with the project, I discovered that the Imperial Navy was hiding the program's existence from the Senate by transferring resources through secondary sources. Resources were routed through the corporate sector, through fake contractors, and through the criminal underworld to keep a trail from leading back to the project. One such secondary source was a hut crime lord named Darga. Like all huts, Darga is a slimy gangster whose love of credits is exceeded only by his love of power. Part of my job involved transferring resources to Darga, and in turn arranging for Imperial agents to take control of other resources from the Hutt's organization. These were not simply transfers of credits. The items being traded were not specified, but physical resources were definitely exchanged. It's not much, but this is the lead we have. Captain Verena has charged me with helping uncover more about the Sarlacc project, and he has authorized me to use you as my agents. Your first assignment will be to travel to the planet of Cato Nemodia and find Darga the Hutt. See if you can learn what he is trading in and how it relates to the Sarlacc project.
Alright.
You want sufficient proof to turn to the Senate so that the whatever this project is no longer hidden?
We want to find out what the goods being exchanged are and the nature of this project. Once we have that intelligence, we can plan further action. So far, we know it's important to the Empire and it's killing people. That's enough to warrant our interest.
Are these goods still being exchanged on an ongoing basis?
As of my dismissal from my position and stint in prison, yes.
Do we have leads regarding a particular location on Cato Nemodia?
We know he is in or adjacent to the city of Zara, but we do not know the specific location of his den.
What's the approximate value of these items? And do you know if they were shipped in bulk or by post? Any idea how large they'd be?
The credit transfers were substantial, in thousands and tens of thousands. The shipping containers for the physical goods were large, but I know nothing of their contents.
Are there any names that we should have asked about but neglected to before we leave?
Well, you need to find Darga the Hutt in the city of Zara and Cato Nemodia. You will be transported there by Captain O'Keefe aboard the Banshee.
Smashing. When do we begin?
As soon as possible.
I'm on it. After I install these upgrades on Rex.
To the pastry cart, and then to Cato Nemodia.
Okay. BT Dubs, I got Rex armor, because that seems useful.
Okay.
We're going someplace with a hut. I'm assuming there's deserts, so you might want any type of desert upgrade for your dude.
Oh, dude, that's... Wow, that's really in-depth.
But
or huts, vague. One or the other.
The deserts is not the hut's natural environment.
That's the only place I can think of seeing.
No, they're worm people. They live in worm ground territories. Right? Oh, dude, can I use a galactic folklore to figure out where huts are from?
Why don't you
use maybe you could use galactic folklore to figure out what this planet is.
Oh yeah. Yes. I totally can use galactic folklore for something.
It's just
useful.
Galactic lore, and yes, you can.
Galactic
folklore.
I don't know.
No, that's not folklore. It's not as appealing.
Yeah, basically.
You could learn about this planet that you're going to. It might be useful.
Okay, so I'm rolling a 20, and I'm adding my doodlebop, my galactic lore. I have it written down as galactic lore.
That's what it's called. That's fantastic.
A 23.
Okay. You know, Cato Nemodia is a... It's a colony world for the Nemodians, whom you might remember from the dudes in charge of the Trade Federation in episode 1. it is largely a city world that was heavily populated. However, the world was heavily damaged during the Clone Wars, and much of the place is still in ruins, and there have been a mass exodus. So no, it's not a desert. It's mostly urban environment.
Yeah, I'm not going to get desert feet for Rex then, because that sounds like a waste.
What if we need desert feet in the future?
Well, I do have a couple of ideas I want to put forth about upgrades for Rex. One of them being magnetic feet.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. No, I don't want to go willy-nilly on upgrades, but I kind of do. But it's magnetic feet, jump servos, climbing claws, telescopic appendages. Oh, those are cool.
Turn him into a bender.
Every
is a bender. I wonder what his appendage cost is. There are all these things. Ugh.
You should give him strobe lights and a disco ball.
That's cheesy. What are we, from the 1900s?
Give him a concussion grenade launcher.
Now we're from a missile launcher. 100,000 BC. Future or past.
Give him a missile launcher.
You know what might be easier?
What's that?
Going to the higher level battle droids and just buying one of those and putting Rex's brain in it.
Well, yeah. That's true. Well, I'll just give him armor for now. The biggest, bestest, ballerest armor I can afford. And then, the next upgrade, next paycheck, I'll upgrade my battle droid. Actually, I don't even know what other droids are out there. I thought he was the biggest, baddest, ballerest droid.
No, he was the best one you could afford at the time. Although, you have 27,000 credits, something?
Well, yeah.
More or less.
23,185 if you include the armor I just bought him.
Yeah, you could buy the best stock battle droids made.
Really?
A droidica is a 21,000 credits. They're the ones that have big laser cannons and curl up into a ball and generate their own shields.
I don't know. There are so many models and shapes and sizes. I wish there was a catalog.
There is a catalog. Look at page 200.
It's the droid section of the book.
The other top one is the IG-100 bodyguard droid, which they have these sweet electric stabs that zap people. They have magnetic feet, the telescoping appendages, dark vision.
They were the bodyguards of General Grievous in the quote-unquote Star Wars movies.
General Grievous the droid general?
Yes.
Yes.
With the bad cough?
Yep. Yeah. I'm talking about the bodyguard folks who had the zappy sticks.
Magna Guard. Oh, that's strange.
I don't get why the Droidica is CL4 and the IG-100 CL6.
What's CL5? What's in
the Droidica? It's practically invincible at our level.
Really? You don't think the Magna Guard is better?
I think the shielding's ablative, so...
Yeah, the shielding's ablative if you do more damage to it. You have to exceed the shield before it starts getting worse.
Oh, they turn into balls.
They do,
and
yes.
And wheels. Oh. I'm happy with Rex right now. I'll just peruse the catalogs while we're on our destination.
Okay.
Occasionally I'll ask him for his opinion. What do you think about this?
He's very concerned about purchasing his replacement.
Roger, Roger.
Oh, don't worry, I'll keep your processors. I'm just saying, how would you feel if you had telescopic limbs?
Be just like you are now, but in a better looking body.
Roger, Roger.
Fantastic.
Okay. So, unless you have any further business, you get on board the Banshee and head out to the city of Zara. Yes, no?
Sure.
I have no further business.
Zoom, zoom!
Okay. Your trip is uneventful. When you arrive, you get a lovely view of the planet that's clearly far from its glory days. Judging by all the buildings of a planet this size, it should be far more populated than it is. The upshot, there's not a lot of traffic coming in. You can see that the ship zooms over cities that are built on massive bridges between rock arches. However, the bridge cities seem to be completely abandoned. And only the main city has anything left to it. You dock at a small spaceport. From outside the windows of the Banshee, you can see a number of Imperial propaganda posters, but you see an utter lack of any Imperial soldiers, which would typically be found in a spaceport.
So, the abandoned cities, are they just uninhabited, or are they destroyed?
They are partially destroyed. Okay. They've sustained heavy damage.
Okay.
It's almost like there's a core city, and then there's all these branching tendrils, but almost all of those auxiliary cities have been abandoned.
Abandoned or evacuated. Or genocided.
All three.
You can't have all three.
Well, we're gonna make it all three.
Oh no.
As Captain O'Keefe is going through her landing procedures and, you know, turning everything off one at a time, you guys can hear the sound of swoop bikes entering your docking area.
It's a biker gang.
Go arms!
Welcome us with drinks.
Well, I mean, it's probably just, you know, the friendly locals with Lays.
We should greet them from inside the ship with the cannons armed.
Bleeptoop, you're the most friendliest of the us bunch.
That's very sad to hear.
How about you convince them to not shoot us?
That sounds like something I want to try to do.
Do they even look like they're going to shoot us?
They're a biker gang. Of course they're going to shoot us.
I would like
what
to first...
What if it's a biker greeter gang?
It's probably better if we just shoot first and nip it in the bud.
Don't ask questions later.
That was terrible. We did that last time on Felucia, and it had terrible results.
I believe we succeeded, so I don't know.
At the expense of innocent people who died by our hands.
I still think we succeeded, so
I'm gonna get on my tippy toes and peek out a window while Bleep Doop does her diplomacy.
Okay. It looks like you see five people by your count on swoop bikes just slowly circling your ship. And there is a sixth person who has stopped where the landing ramp comes down. She looks like a female. You couldn't imagine a more stereotypical gang leader. That she's covered in scars and has big dyed purple hair. that looks quite butch and angry.
She's probably repressed. I will talk to her with my robot, and maybe we can not die. Or have other people die. Maybe they just want a hug, and then they'll go away. I don't know. I like to persuade them to not attack us.
Okay. So you lower the landing ramp, and she's waiting there at the bottom, still sitting on her bike.
Isn't there like a PA system or something?
Yeah, but she's there in person. I feel like it deserves a in-my-face kind of conversation. I will go down there with Rex in tow.
You could communicate with the main cannon in Morse code.
Can I man the main cannon, just in case?
Sure.
Short laser blast, long...
What skill would that use? Do I not have it?
I believe pilot to fire ship weaponry.
Yep.
How not have is pilot on your list of skills?
Yeah, but it's powered by dex. Oh, well, maybe you should do the gunning.
Alright, I am saying hello! Greetings! How may I help you this beautiful day?
She looks around at the not particularly beautiful day. Welcome to Zara.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we don't have you yet. You're going to need to go ahead and pay you a landing fee.
And how much would that cost?
1,000 credits.
That's a lot more than any of us have. How about we negotiate to something insignificant like zero? How about how much persuasion would that take?
Well, you can pay you a landing fee, or we can unland your ship.
Well, I'm kind of on a ship with a lot of badasses that could probably wreck your shit, but I was hoping it wouldn't have to come to that, and we could just walk over.
I thought you were
like,
negotiating.
Like, this never happened.
Yeah, intimidation is a form of negotiation.
Touché.
I'm persuading her not to attack us, because it would ruin your day, and your life. But mostly your day.
You want to try me a persuasion roll, then?
Oh, I sure do. Oh, I didn't get very far. I got a 15.
Yeah, I think I can handle your badasses.
Alright!
Can I shoot her now?
I'm gonna go up into the thing with Rex.
You're shooting her with the ship's cannon?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Okay.
I'm assuming I heard the conversation. I just like to ram the point home.
Is there a second gun? I want to shoot too.
Oh, let me look up the stats for this ship.
I propose we unland the ship and then re-land on top of them.
That's also a good choice.
Do-do-do. Looking forward to stats for this fucking ship.
I want to check
my bowcaster. That would be cool. Oh, retroactively, I picked up bowcaster ammo.
Okay.
Just saying.
I want to check the interwebs to see if these folks are criminals or legitimate civil servants.
I don't think they're legitimate civil servants.
They're dressed like a swoop gang. Their swoop bikes seem to be assembled out of junk parts, and the custom painting on the side identifies them as the Vipers. You're pretty sure they're not legit.
It would be culturally insensitive to assume that.
They're also humans, not Nemodians, so that even makes it less likely that they are some legitimate
buy those for dinner! Oh, god damn it!
Okay.
Did the beta fish eat the other fish like everyone said they would?
Matt ate all the pretzel chips. Every single one!
That's what you get for having pretzel chips.
That's the last time I buy pretzel
chips.
I swear it.
So yes, the ship has a double light laser cannon and two quad laser cannons.
Alright.
The quad laser cannons are more devastating and have a separate gunner position.
Alright, Matt, you can have that. I'll fire the other crap.
Well, there's two quad laser cannons.
Oh, I will take one.
We each get one.
Okay.
Wow, this is gratuitous.
I'll handle highlighting on your HUD and motion correction.
Can we get a bonus for that?
Yeah, he can use an aid another action with his. Do you have pilot, sir?
I don't.
He has used computers.
Use computers and knowledge tech.
Yeah, roll me a use computers to aid another. I'm going to say that only Jag can get a clear shot at the boss, but Tiku can easily pick off one of the ones circling around the ship.
25.
Okay. And Nom has provided a +2 to each of your rolls.
Yeah.
Nice. +2. My lord.
+23?
That's a hit.
Oh, yeah. What kind of damage does this thing do?
Okay, I'm going to need you to go ahead and roll me 4d10. And then double it.
I got 21.
That will hit the ship bikers.
Hooray!
This is the same damage.
4d10 times 2.
48 total.
I got 46.
The swoop bikes explode. Disintegrating the people who were there before those laser blasts struck.
Oops.
And it looks like these other swoop bikers have really thought better of what's happening here and are going to try to flee. Are you going to allow them to, or do you want to keep picking them off with the ship's lasers?
No, they can go and let everyone know we're not to be messed with. We told them that, and they didn't want to believe us.
Nice.
I tried my persuasion.
Our reputation will precede us.
The four remaining swoop bikers flee in a hurry.
Can I shoot over them as they flee?
Oh yeah, just keep them running, sure.
It's not like
ammo
it's your
for
ammo.
The ship doesn't cost it. It's made by the generator, isn't it? I'm sure. Or the engine
like
makes
that.
The power, I'm sure. The only reason you need ammo for handheld is because they don't have a power source.
The generator's power comes from nothing.
It comes from fuel for the ship, but we're burning that anyway because we're about to jet out of here if things didn't go so well.
I also like John's idea of relanding the ship on them.
Okay, so this badass gang of swoop bikers have fled with their tails between their legs and now lacking a leader.
Yeah, demanding landing fees from large ships seems to have a critical flaw.
Also, 1,000? Really? That's just over the top. That's really poor negotiation on their side.
Like you couldn't pay a quorum?
I think they were not counting on you guys being willing to casually commit murder on a civilized
Hey, they were willing to casually commit extortion.
Yeah, I don't think those two things are equivalent.
They are now,
well, I mean,
apparently.
They were using the threat. I mean, why would we pay? They clearly couldn't actually legitimately undock us, so it was just a threat, probably of violence anyway.
Alright, shall we hit the town?
Quite!
I forgot something. It's a good something, though.
Oh, good.
Much better than bad somethings.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I know what he forgot.
Do you?
All our destinies are to destroy swoop bikers.
Actually, they are destiny bonuses, but mostly from the end of last adventure. As I'm giving it to you at the start of this one, so it'll actually do something for you. Okay, Wook. For the next 24 hours, you and all allies within 10 squares of you get a +2 destiny bonus on all damage rolls.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's nice.
That's a spicy meatball.
And Bleep Doop. For the next 24 hours, you and any allies within 10 squares of you gain a +1 destiny bonus on skill checks and ability checks.
Skill checks and ability checks. I will write this down. What was Wook's bonus?
+2 on all damage rolls for anyone within 10 squares of him, which is 50 feet, so...
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Alright, we need to find Darga the Hutt.
Yes.
I feel like he'll come find us now. Why are you messing with my swoop bike gangs? That's not how Hutt sound at all.
I can't wait to hear Nick play a Hutt.
So, you disembark from your ship, I presume?
Mm-hmm. Can we lock it up or something? Use it aside for safekeeping.
Well,
ooh, yeah.
Sick burn. Captain O'Keefe and Switch are staying on board, so...
Are they armed?
I thought it was Crash. Who's Switch?
Ah, that's right. Yeah, Switch is the other robot. The robot information broker. Crash.
Are they secretly the same robot?
No.
Aww.
Yeah, they are.
That's a legitimate no, or...
That's a legitimate
no.
It's
a secret.
They are not the same robot. They do not look similar.
Oh, okay.
They do not have similar personalities. One of them is an information broker on Selzon, and the other one is the co-pilot of the Banshee.
Well, maybe, maybe it's a...
They were separated at birth, who knows?
No, it's the same one, but live in a double life, where he puts his brain in a different body.
Maybe they're separated at birth, and they're, the same. I don't know.
He can transfer his consciousness like Cylons.
Wow.
Okay, so stepping out into the city of Zara is less than impressive. You have to watch your step because there's just giant holes in the ground that plummet down to the surface of the planet, you assume, but it's a long way. Not surprisingly, looking around town, it seems to be largely populated by Nemodians.
And thanks to our itchy trigger fingers, there's a couple more holes.
Indeed.
But they like us because we killed the leader of the gang.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're safe now.
It was a human gang.
We protected them from the protectors.
Yeah, and we're a non-human gang.
Some of us. Not all of us.
Most of us.
We haven't extorted the locals yet.
True.
Alright. Let's start with publicly available. non-news sources and just collate information from them. At least that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so what information are you looking for, and where are you looking for it?
Information on Dark of the Hutt, looking for it in the past future equivalent of newspapers.
Oh, and can I help with gathering information as well?
Yeah. Then, stocks and merchandise information.
What is your gathering?
I'm going to use computers.
Okay.
Or well, if possible.
On the public information source, you find little to nothing. There are rumors of Darga the Hutt being a crime lord who operates in Cato Nemovia. But the location of where he works out of and his secret business dealings are not on the internet.
Oh, I want to gather information from homies, people and stuff.
Has a much better chance of being successful.
I rolled a 19.
Okay.
Unless somebody wants to help. Anybody want to help with gathering info and talking to people?
I don't know if I can. I don't have it trained.
Okay.
Gather information.
Also, I'm really bad at it.
You can attempt to help untrained. You have to roll a DC 10, and success will give her a +2.
If I'm unsuccessful, do I give her a penalty?
You would think so, but no.
Alright, I'll try.
I'm just like, wow, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There's no way I'm going to believe that.
I rolled a 3.
I'll give it a shot, too.
Yeah.
I rolled a 4, and I have a -2, so I rolled a 2.
Well, is it charisma for that?
Yeah.
I have an 8.
I love that there's no penalty, because all of a sudden, all of us decided to help, where before it would have been a straight roll.
It's still a straight roll since you've all failed.
Well, John didn't say if he failed yet.
Oh, I failed.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
All right, Bleep Doop, they're all giving you brilliant suggestions, like maybe try talking to people.
Whoa! Like,
that one was mine.
Ask the women and children first.
That was amazing.
You should ask every prime numbered passerby.
Prime.
Intercept the carrier pigeons.
Okay. You go to the most obvious source of information, the cantina.
I wish I thought of that.
It's a small little place called the Federation's Folly. It's almost empty since this is the middle of the day. But you do find a male Nemodian tending bar.
Are there any surly-looking alcoholics also?
Yes. It's the middle of the day in a bar.
You only find alcoholics at that time of day.
But are they being surly toward us?
No, the whole place has a sort of a subdued, drunken mood to it.
Subdued and drunken, that sounds perfect for gathering information. Am I in here alone, or are all my buffoons with me?
Oh, I followed you all day.
Yeah, your buffoons
I'm
are
trying
with you.
To help you gather this information. Of course I'm there.
The bartender sort of cocks his head at your motley crew.
That's definitely what we are. What is everybody drinking? I want one of those. I wanna have the native drink.
One of each, please.
How many?
You guys interested in an excuse to drink on a midday Saturday morning?
Yeah.
I'm always interested in an excuse to drink.
Fantastic. I guess that's one for each of us, please.
Okay. He pours you 5 mugs from a tap, It is a strange spiraling cup. And he just sets them all down on the bar.
I'll start drinking.
10 Heavily. Credits.
I need to pay.
That is
I will pay.
Traditional. He scoops up your credits, inspects them carefully, and then puts them away once he is assured that they are real.
Yep, they're real credits. Man, this place is having some hard economic times, huh? I casually say as I take a swig from this mysterious cup.
Galactic War will do that.
That's what we tell ourselves, isn't it, Boomhauer? I want to try and get information about our objective. I don't remember any of the names, though, because
Dark
I
of the Hut.
Dark of the Hut.
Also, Sarlacc Project.
Who? Sriracha?
Sarlacc Project.
I will open the dialogue
okay.
of these people and ask where they are.
Well,
or if any news has been heard of them.
Asking around, no one has heard of the Sarlacc Project. Seeing as it's a secret government project that you only learned of by rescuing a high-ranking member of the Imperial Navy.
Probably stop asking people about this since it's supposed to be a tight-lipped thing.
Yeah, they gotta have contractors. Contractors get drunk in bars.
This bar.
Not this one.
Only this one.
Dark of the Hut, it becomes immediately clear that everybody knows of him, but no one wants to get involved. You get the distinct impression that he is a looming presence in the area. That
oh, that's cool.
Revealing his location could be problematic for their continued existence.
Well, I mean, it's probably not hard to find him, though, since he has such a reputation.
If everybody's so afraid to say his name, why we don't just run around on the street, Dark of the Hut, Dark of the Hut, he'll come find us then.
Your lack of charisma surprises me every single time I witness it. I think we should not do that because I don't want to bring attention to myself. Why do you want to bring attention to yourself?
I don't want attention. I want to find Dark of the Hut. He'd find us if we start broadcasting his name.
Well, let him find us. We can take him. We're badasses.
Exactly.
I'm gonna take some more of this drink.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in a couple extra drinks before her impending deaths.
Okay.
I'd like to be tipsy, not quite inebriated. How many drinks is that for a Quarren?
We'll go with 2.
Alright. I will pay my 2 credits more and get another drink.
Yeah,
you guys are all on your own.
I'm not really concerned about your single and double digit credit expenditures.
Really? Because I am.
Next time you level up, you're getting another 20,000.
Yeah.
You could buy this bar right now.
I don't want to go into bar management real estate. My parents would not be very happy.
Well, one parent. The other one doesn't seem to care.
Well, my mom? My mom loves me no matter what, but she would be disappointed if I was a bartender.
Not necessarily. She'd just keep throwing money at you, even though your business is failing.
You would just own the business.
Would I be like the shark that owns all the bars in the neighborhood?
Yes. You drive wages down.
I don't want to do that! That sounds terrible! Has anybody acted suspicious while we were here just shooting shit about owning bars?
Didn't they say everybody was suspicious?
The people you talk to seem
to want us.
Nothing to do with you once you mention the fact that you're looking for Dark of the Hut.
I want to keep my eyes open for somebody who looks like they don't want anything to do with me, but also looks like they're trying too hard because they actually want to murder me in my sleep.
Okay.
What's the obstacle on that?
Oh, we can perceive. Let's perceive.
That's Fascinating. Yeah, hit me up with the perception. Sure.
Oh, boy!
Everybody or just her?
Just her.
Unless you, too, want to look for... Oh, my perception is crappy.
Yeah, could have told the plan to the rest of us, but no.
All right, I got 16.
Okay. You don't find anyone who is specifically looking like they want to kill you for asking. People seem more nervous that you are bringing up the organized crime in their neighborhood.
Do I see somebody who doesn't look nervous but looks seedy? It's a very nuanced form of being anxious.
No.
Okay.
You think you may need to adopt a different tactic because you're friendly and charming, but have yet to find anyone who is willing to take the risk of talking about Darga to you.
Why don't we just threaten someone?
Oh, dude, let's go pick fights with those swoop gangs.
No, what if find someone.
What if we look for people who have been murdered by who have had family members murdered by thugs recently? And ask them.
Who's about to get a family member murdered by thugs, if you know what I mean.
Is that what we are? Hey. We're thugs now? Thanks. Welcome.
Well, I'm sure they would talk about Darga to get us out of their face.
That was the idea, except the murdering party would have been Darga rather than us in my plan.
Oh boy.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
That was a weird ping noise.
That was very strange.
It was.
Who did it?
I heard it. I doubt it was me, but it could have been.
It was probably me, just because I didn't hear anything, and it appears everyone else did.
It was probably you.
Noted. So, what is your plan for finding out more about Darga the Hutt? Some combination of intimidation and murder, apparently?
Intimidation.
Investa-murdering!
Yeah, I want to find people who have been hurt by Darga, and see if they're willing to help us. Without getting them involved. We just want information.
How do you intend to find someone who's been hurt by Darga?
News. The obituaries.
Find widows.
Are there obituaries in this?
There are, but they don't publish, killed by crime lord. It's more
right.
Maybe
mysteriously disappeared or died in a completely legitimate accident.
We exactly. Should touch base with the legislature here, the people who do laws and stuff, because they would know what's up, or they would put us in the direction to get ourselves killed, which is basically what we want.
Yeah, we can read between the lines.
Can we?
I think it'd be a gather information check to read between the lines of these obituaries and find out the people who might have a grudge.
I can try. We'll see what happens, guys. Do love gathering information. How useful is gathering information, guys? 24.
Okay. Well, you don't find any convenient widows, but...
We're gonna make a couple of widows, if you know what I mean.
God, we're terrible people.
You do hear about Vigro, who operates a speeder repair shop called Vigro's Repulsor Lifts.
Bet he had lots of business today.
From the news reports, it seems that his shop was undergoing almost periodic theft and accidents. Until it suddenly stopped. And reading between the lines, you are familiar enough with the tactics of crime lords to recognize the idea of protection payouts.
Oh, daddy. Okay. Let's go pay this guy a visit and get speeder bikes repaired or something. Is there anything left of those feeder bikes? They were incinerated, right?
Like, yes.
Dust in the wind.
I'm pretty sure we snagged some Imperial speeder bikes.
You did.
Last session.
You stole two Imperial speeder bikes. They're still
permanently
the bed.
Borrowed without intent of returning.
Sounds like a good cover to go in and talk to the repairman.
We don't even need cover at this point.
Now you're seeing it our way.
Vigo speeder repair.
Why do you not play more Payday? Anyway. So, are you just going to go to Vigro, or are you taking your stolen speeder bikes?
You want a speeder bike repaired? I mean, did we already do that?
They are
they're not broken.
They're not broken.
Yeah, they're not broken.
And they are
yeah, but we could just kick some... It'll be a cover. Oh, yeah.
We don't need a cover.
We don't care about cover anymore.
Okay.
How inconspicuous are we, the Motley Crue?
You walk into his repair shop. He seems to be working on a fairly grungy old land speeder. And he starts watching you like you're going to start stealing shit at any minute. He is a male Bodian.
Oh, a male Rodian! Sing me the song of your people,
Tina. Nebodian. Nebodian.
Yes, they're majority of this planet.
Bumbodian. Gotcha.
Helping with something?
Yes. I was wondering if you could help us find a particular someone. We're new to the area and would really like directions. We really appreciate them.
Do I look like guest information to you?
Well, the paper shows that you look like somebody who knows a thing or two about protection money. If you could just tell us where the higher echelons are in that scheme, we'd like to meet them.
I don't know what you're talking about, and if I did, why should I tell you?
Because we want to get rid of them. Because we don't like them, we have words we want to exchange with them, and mostly do we want to kill them? Is that...
No, that's outside our
purview. We don't want the competition. I mean... Don't want the competition.
Because look at us, we're a gang of thugs that fuck things up. We can fuck up your store, or we can go fuck up the person that's charging you not to steal from them every week. From you every week.
You want to make me a persuasion check there, Tiku?
Yeah.
So, God. Can I roll a persuasion check for not being insane?
I got a negative one.
Out of 15.
You're halfway through threatening him, and he just swings a pipe and cracks you in the knee.
I'm gonna use Force Blast on him.
No! I'm gonna ask Rex to hold him back while I keep talking to him. Look, we don't mean any harm, we just wanna beat somebody up. Not you, the guy that is...
You don't really know what they're doing. I mean, he can get off a Force Blast before your robot will be able to intervene.
I have a 23.
God. Okay.
A certain amount of mission creep here.
Well, you have the stats for Force Blast. I'm sure that's a success, but how much damage is it?
It is... 7. 8, 9. 9.
789.
Want to spend a force point on that?
Force point doesn't do anything.
Actually, it does. You could spend a force point to add half your heroic level as a damage bonus. But
you're
that's not
telling me that's worth it?
No.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, it does something.
Not to me.
You hurl him backwards into a pile of supplies, and he goes limp. The speed he was working on drifts away, and... Rex interposes himself between the lot of you murderers and this repairman.
What just happened? Why did you do that?
We were getting information from him! This is why we can't have nice things! I can't believe you would do that! I tirade him for ever.
Oh, by the way, take a dark side point.
For me or Dan?
Dad?
Probably everybody at this point, really.
No, just you.
What's evil about extortion?
What's evil about harming an innocent man?
I did it because he took a swipe at Tiku.
He did. I'm going to check to see if he's dead.
He is quite dead.
God damn it!
Points?
Can I bring him back to life?
The stormtroopers die from six. Stormtroopers.
Can I bring him back to life with,
You're busting out your shock paddles?
I sure am, but I conveniently got it that one place.
Hit me up a treat injury. It's DC 25.
Treat injury. Aw, nutsack.
Use a force point.
24.
Okay.
Force point.
There's something you can spend a force point to add to roll a d6 and add the result to your total.
Okay, I'll spend a force point. Right, right.
Or, did you add in your plus one from your destiny bonus?
Oh, that's a plus two. And no, I didn't. I got a 26.
Welcome.
What the hell just happened?
Somebody tried to murder you, but I brought you back. You're okay.
Nobody tried to murder him.
You what?
It wasn't the intention.
Well, you did a great job of doing it, nonetheless.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Out of my store!
Oh, come on! We just want to know where Doodlebop is.
Look, I don't know where the boss is. I can tell you, I pay Warwick Raiden. He collects my extortion money.
Okay, we'll go there. I'm really sorry about all this.
Get out!
I run!
Yeah, I'm hiding as soon as this turned murderous.
I want to knock something over on the way out. not something expensive, but just like if he has a pile of wrenches or something, just like...
Can I have Rex prevent him from doing that?
Pick him up after we leave. He has to pick him up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're awesome.
Good God.
Is this Star Wars with a mafia?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, armed with a name, it is not hard to find out about Warwick Raiden. You find out that he makes his dwelling in an abandoned warehouse in the city. And it's easy enough to find your way there if that is your intention.
Sure.
Let's go.
Okay. You make your way there. Most of the buildings on the street look half destroyed or collapsed, and none of the damage is recent. The warehouse you're seeking dominates one side of the street, and it's crumbling. There is a half-buried wreckage of a landspeeder jutting from the front, and the walls of the warehouse have large chunks taken out of them, exposing the building's interior in places. You spot there are two excavation droids who seem to be milling pointlessly, mucking about in the city streets, using their saws and lasers to cut up chunks of the street and in theory repair it, but it doesn't seem they've been very effective.
Do they look like they're combat modified and they're actually undercover bodyguards?
Make me a perception check.
Uh, 11.
You do have your Rodian option.
Oh!
I'm guessing 20. You can take it.
20, what? No, 27, but natural 20.
Did you add your plus 2 from skills because you're 50 feet away from me?
Oh, 29.
Is it plus 2 or plus 1?
Plus 1.
God damn it! 28.
No, it's plus 2 for the damage,
said
I thought.
Plus 2 for the first time.
No, he plus said plus 1 for Natasha's skills and plus 2 for Dan's damage.
Indeed.
If it was plus 2 for skills, I would have done more damage to him.
And I would have fixed him up.
I would have just gotten a 0 for my persuasion.
Spot on. You know they could definitely wield these saws and plasma cutters as weapons. You also notice that they are transmitting. You think that their eyes are basically serving as visual security cameras. And you notice that as you're approaching, their behavior changes slightly, and you believe someone has taken manual control to keep an eye on you.
Can I discreetly share this information with Nom so he can hack them?
Can Rex find this out? He's a roibot. He must know all about roibot behaviors because he's a roibot.
Yeah, so they're networks, you say. Wirelessly, you say.
I did say that, yes.
Let's
swing for the fences, John.
Of an empty street and program them to actually do their jobs.
See, we're good people. We're doing civil service.
Now, program one to do his job and the other to crash straight through the front of this warehouse.
Okay, so you sort of duck off to the side, I presume. Whip out your personal computer and start trying to hack this network and reprogram these droids. Well, make me use computers.
I will spend a force point in advance for plus 5 to skills.
Nice.
Also, Natasha's.
Am I helping? Did you guys let me in on this?
No, just
being you
can
close
help
to you, he gets a bonus.
If you really, really want to, but I got a 39.
I Holy rolled, shit. I did the, I have that skill. Oh, I got a 9, never mind. A 10.
John, read the chat.
Okay. So, one of the excavation droids goes over and starts digging out this land speeder. The other one, takes several steps back and makes a truly impressive leap and crashes through the wall of the warehouse, and you can hear from inside it goes, "Oh yeah."
Who wants some fruit flavored beverage?
What the fucking hell?
I would like to use the distraction to sneak in.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, you can creep in. They're trying to figure out what this robot is doing. Are you having it do anything further or just serve as your decoy?
I want it to dance.
Okay. It starts doing a merry little jig, swinging its saws around. You can see a bunch of Nemodians look like just lackeys, and a Weasley-looking Davaranian, who, from what you've learned about Warwick, is Warwick Raiden. And he is frantically pressing on this computer that you suspect he's using to control the droids, or he was.
I want Rex to blow up the computer.
What? No, that's information. Wait, what? That's what we're here for.
The computer?
There's information in it.
I want to ruin this guy's day.
Alright, roll an attack for Rex.
Oh no.
Do I want to destroy the computer or the guy?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like everybody else and just act without thinking. I'll wait.
Yeah, why don't we blackmail some information out of him first?
Yeah, is this guy alone in this room?
No, there's six Nemodian guards.
Oh, let's shoot one of those. No, I'll persuade. I'll try persuasion.
Now, if you have to shoot someone, shooting the guards is not a bad idea.
I don't want to shoot anybody. Why can't we all just get along?
You really should shoot somebody.
Well, I'm gonna... Yeah. I want to trick persuading people.
Okay.
Unless they look hostile. Do they look hostile? How hostile?
Right now they just look bewildered. They don't realize that they are under attack or what's actually happening.
I don't want to be persuasive. I'll just let everybody else do their thing.
Okay.
Well, if the guards aren't sufficiently alarmed, I'll have the construction droid set fire to the front of the warehouse.
Okay. Well, when you start having it destroy their place, they realize that they should have sprung into action already and start whipping out blaster pistols and shooting at their own robot.
Okay. I would like to sneak behind the desk and unobtrusively copy the computer's hard drive.
Make me a stealth. Okay. Well, you invisibly make your way to the computer. The thugs make short work of this excavation droid because it's not designed to be blasted. And you look through the computer and it seems to just be a remote connection to these droids as well as a recorder for what they see and hear.
There's no other filing cabinets or information stores.
They are literally living in a bombed out warehouse. This is not a bureaucracy.
Alright, text message to my compatriots. Let's shoot the guards and brutalize the boss.
Okay.
Can you send the second robot in to make a distraction as we bust in so we get the jump on them?
This street will never be repaired. Sure.
So we're going to have a charging saw robot come in with us. That's great.
Yep.
I hope it scores one kill, at least.
It absolutely can if Nom wants to give it the position of someone in the room to attack.
Yeah, sure. Give it the guard closest to the front of the warehouse.
Okay. It makes a mighty leap through one of the holes and, using the momentum from its downward arc, saws through the torso of the guard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Seems surprised. Everyone else starts running back and trying to get cover as they shoot at it.
We should use that moment to rush it.
Whoa. Quite.
They'll fail a steel test then.
Nom? Warwick Raiden dives over his desk and hides behind it with you.
And there's
a alarming moment when the two of you look at each other and realize you picked the same hiding place.
Yeah, I'm going to put a blaster to his head and say, don't move if you want to live.
Everyone else, what are you doing?
I guess I will start heading in when I hear blaster fire and robot fire and...
Oh, I love exploding
fire.
I want to roll in, like front flip inside and whip out my bowcaster and blow somebody's brains out.
Okay.
I want to have the weapon out before I jump in.
Yeah. Draw my weapon first. That seems like a good idea.
I want to roll into cover.
All right.
Rolling initiative.
Yes, indeed. Well, first of all, you guys can just make me a free attack roll that your decoy has bought you. You are a free attack, which may well end the fight.
How do I figure this out now?
I remember now. I'm using my bowcaster. This is going to be awesome. How awesome is this?
Are we in point blank range when we take this shot?
Yes, because you are not 20 miles away.
All right. With point blank, that's a 22.
I got a 27.
I got a 20 on my bowcaster.
Okay. Well, the difficulty to hit was only 16.
Nice.
Don't forget your plus 2 damage from being near Dan, probably.
You are within 50 feet of him, so yeah. Hit me up with some damage rolls.
Oh my god, right. It's gonna get messy.
Eighteen.
Okay. Bleep Doop rolls in and unloads her bowcaster on someone's face. Jag and Tiku file in behind and take their shots and nail two of these thugs who go down unceremoniously. Wook, are you going to seize this distraction?
Oh no, I'm gonna stay outside and have a smoke.
Okay.
I want Rex to roll in there with me.
Okay. Rex gets a surprise attack.
Oh, goddammit. What is his weapon thing?
I think he's just got a plus 2 to his attack. So, roll an attack.
Oh! So he rolled, is that right? A 16?
16 is exactly what he needs.
Oh. Cool. Well, he gets a plus 2 because he's within 50 feet of Jehovah's Witness.
That's a plus 2 to damage.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
And now I'm rolling damage. I gotcha. I was actually wondering what Rex's accessories for damage are.
Oh, it's a plus 4, and he gets 3d8.
3d8? That's
yeah.
Plus 4? In that case, I did 2 more damage.
No, it's her attack is plus 4.
Oh.
It's plus 2 if she uses the droid's rapid fire ability.
Oh, okay. Then he's using rapid fire and he rolled a 12.
Oh my god, how does automatic fire work?
It works like pew, 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 pew. Just like that.
Okay. So, roll your 3d8.
Stole a stormtrooper's rifle.
That's 16.
He goes down, and while the last one is looking at the lot of you rolling in, the excavation door plasma cutters through him.
Oh man, how badass are we?
Warwick, next to you under the desk, goes, "I surrender unconditionally, without hesitation. I accept all of your demands."
And what?
Tell me who's your daddy.
You are?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we want to know about some cargo that's been moving to Dark of the Hut lately.
Okay. I just collect the extortion money and sometimes beat people up. But that's high level stuff. Dargo only tells that to his inner circle.
And who is his inner circle?
Well, it's really just
him and his major domo, some Twi'lek. I don't really know him. Doug is good at making friends, though. He loves bringing new people into his confidence, but they don't tend to last very long.
Any idea where we can find either Dargo or this major domo?
Yes. I know where Dargo's palace is. That's where all of his closest associates are.
Keep talking.
And I will take you there.
There you go.
Where's the protection money kept?
There's a hidden drawer in this desk.
Beautiful.
And we're gonna give it back to that guy we almost killed, right?
Yeah. Bleep to redistribute this in accordance with our prior crimes.
Oh, okay. How much is this?
It's 2,300 credits.
Chump change.
And that store gets left alone from now on, right?
Oh, yeah.
What store?
Fantastic.
All of them.
No, what store am I leaving alone? That wasn't a ploy. Yeah.
I vote all of them.
Yeah, we shouldn't tell this guy any particular store. It might get back to Dargo.
Also, they would probably, instead of protecting, destroy it.
You know what would stop him from getting protection money from anyone else ever again?
Not living?
Accurate.
Wait, you need me.
Oh, yeah.
Really? What for?
Yeah, he's going to show us where the thing is.
They won't just let strangers into Dargo's palace. You need someone to vouch for you.
They didn't let us in here either.
If you think you're going to storm the palace, then you're dead men.
Well...
So, what, you're going to go talk to Dargo, set up a trap for us, and then bring us in?
No. You can come with me the whole time.
You guys trust him?
Well, if he betrays us, he's going to be the first to die.
As long as he knows that.
You know that, right? And I trace circles on his temple with the muzzle of my blaster pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Did he pay himself a little bit?
If you're checking, yes.
Okay.
So if we're going to meet Dargo, what's our cover story, guys? Are we smugglers?
Sure.
Are we enforcers?
I am a smuggler, by occupation also.
All right. Better to use a true story. We are smugglers specializing in the moving of large, high-value cargo.
Special. Never said I was good at my profession. Just BT dubs.
Yeah, well, I said it. Hey.
So, should we go now?
Alright.
Do you guys have speeders? It's kind of a long way.
Are there wild animals?
I have a speeder.
Guess we've got charmed beast.
Oh, you.
No, this is a city. There's not a lot of wild animals.
Well, damn.
You should have taken one from that other planet.
I propose we take this guy's speeder.
Bucky isn't big enough to hold all of us.
I do have two speeders.
Now, are the speeders big enough to hold all of
Yo,
us?
Yo, dude, we should go back to that speeder place and...
Speeders
I don't see
will,
that out loud.
Will hold two people. So oh, his he can carry someone with him, and then your other two can take two each.
Rex, you're just gonna have to truck it or something.
Can't Rex just roll alongside us because he's super fast?
He's not a rolly bike.
I thought you traded Rex out.
I'm gonna do that when I get home.
Oh.
Just tie him to the back of the speeder. On the rear fender.
Yeah, that's fine. He's cargo.
Okay.
Slump him over the back. He doesn't need to be comfortable.
Oh.
Okay. So you're going back to the ship and getting your speeders?
Yep.
Is there a surprise waiting for us if we do that?
No.
We'll find out. Also, I think maybe not all of us need to show him where we parked.
By which you mean none of us should do that.
Okay. Right.
So two of you go back and get your speeders.
Right.
Okay. Well, he wastes no time in taking you. He seems to want to get this done as quick as possible. He's zooming through
a trick.
A bridge city, weaving in and out of ruined buildings and taking shortcuts through the rubble. It still takes about half an hour, and you are led into a dense cluster of buildings that block out the view of the sky, making it concealed from above. As you approach the palace, you can see that it is cleverly hidden in the bombed-out remains of other palaces. In fact, it seems as though he has just taken several high-end mansions that used to belong to high-level trade federation people from this planet and just cobbled them together in a sort of makeshift pleasure palace.
I like it.
Hmm.
Raiden seems a lot less sure of himself now that you've arrived. He hustles up to the door and presses a button on the communications panel. Do any of you speak Huttese?
Nope. I might. Let me look at my thing. I think I did this.
I have languages. How many languages do I have?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't have an intelligence bonus, so I think zero.
God
Wait,
damn
it! I don't think that
you
I
get
do.
Your automatic Basic. Racial language, and then you get one language per your intelligence modifier. So if you've got plus one intelligence, you get an extra language. Plus two, you get two extra languages.
Wait, this is even without the linguist feat?
Yes.
And then if you take linguist, you get even more languages.
I have plus two intelligence bonus, but I didn't know that I had to pick languages.
Yeah, I forgot to pick mine, so I'm not going to suddenly take Huttese.
I'm fine with one of you guys taking Huttese.
If I had known, I could take, Rodians know Huttese. It's like their thing that they do.
Really?
Yeah, it's because they work for him all the time.
Likewise, I would assume that Nom took Shawook.
Yeah, because he's quote-unquote Wookiee.
No,
I have
quarter.
Two bonus languages I forgot to take.
Schizophrenic. Oh, what should my other language be?
Figure this out. Alright, so one of us decided to take Huttese.
One of us is having this conversation.
Okay.
Or listening to it or whatever.
So, Tiku, you know he says, "This is Raiden. I've come to deliver news to the mighty Darga. With all due respect, I require an audience." And then he steps back and starts fidgeting. Blaster rifles appear on the battlements above the doors, ready and pointed at the visitors. And a metal panel in the door slides open, and you see a pair of glowing red eyes. It speaks in Huttese. "You're in for it now, Raiden. Darga's expecting visitors, all right, but these creatures are not them."
The panel slams closed. A moment later, there is a clank of metal on metal, and the blast doors part to either side. A cold rush of dry air flows outwards. Henry motions for you to follow him.
Hey guys, watch out, they're expecting someone.
Okay, there's no sign of the people who opened the doors, or the people who were wielding these blasters, as Raiden guides you down a long, dark hallway, illuminated seemingly at random by torches. You can't shake the feeling of being watched from the darkness, and this being a crime lord's palace, you probably are. Moving through, you get the sense the building was once bright and beautiful. Probably belonged to someone very wealthy. And now it belongs to someone very illegitimately wealthy. When you reach the end of the hallway, you find Darga's throne room. It's both opulent and repulsive. Oddly scented smoke drips through the air, rising out of braziers. There are plenty of tapestries, although most have been torn, burned, stained, or otherwise unrecognizable. And the main focus of the room is a raised dais that supports the massive bulk of Darga the Hutt. Behind his dais, a large open balcony seems to extend into darkness. It seems you have upset someone, because when Warwick enters the room, all the sounds of conversation and music come to an end, and every eye turns to watch you him lead this motley crew inside. Taking a quick look around the room, you can see a dozen Gamorreans, some seedy-looking folks you would suspect are bounty hunters. Most notably, there are three Korans here. In fact, one of them is familiar to Bleepdoop as her father's friend who fixes problems.
Oh, cool. I'll try and...
Name of Senar.
I'm going to put my mean face on.
You got one of those?
Are you kidding? And I'm going to peruse over there and talk to my buddy. Saruse?
And standing next to Darga the Hutt is a protocol droid and a Twi'lek. There are also a bunch of other assorted beings, dancers, a band, but those are the people who seem as an immediate threat.
The band seems threatening?
No, the people I described in detail seem threatening people. And then there are civilians.
Okay.
Darga is watching you, and he seems to scowl when Bleepdoop starts to wander off on his own. On her own.
Oh, hate is gonna hate. I strut with my scowl face on.
He booms in Huttese. What is the meaning of bringing outsiders here? And your friend Warwick immediately begins groveling and begging for forgiveness.
Good job, Warwick.
What was our plan in coming to a direct confrontation?
Plan?
Do we have a plan? Okay.
I thought it was just pose as smugglers and hope to get some information.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that...
What is our objective, actually? Are we trying to murder this guy, or...
No, we're supposed to get information about the Sarlacc Project.
Right.
I'm gonna peruse on over to my homies.
Okay. Well, Senar turns away, and it looks like he's pretending to not know you.
Oh, I've been shunned.
What a jerk.
I'm very sad.
Well, I can't speak Huttese, so I think everything's going swimmingly.
Okay. Well, in the midst of Warwick's groveling, Darga cuts him off with a one word in Huttese. Silence!
Wow, he sounds...
fat.
Cheese
like a hut.
663, get over here. The protocol droid makes his way over, and Garga speaks quietly to him in Huttese. The mighty Darga demands to know why you have come to his palace and how you convinced Raiden to escort you.
We have a business proposition?
We're skilled smugglers looking for work and moving high valuable containerized cargo.
We're people. Good at people, too.
Darga says something quietly in Huttese to this translator. The translator did not need to tell Darga what you said, so he clearly understands you and just chooses to not debase himself by speaking basic.
Sounds like a hut.
Would you guys like to make me a persuasion check?
Who's gonna lead this one?
Can I dejectedly walked back over and joined the conversation after my homies denied seeing me.
Sure.
I might roll the persuasion because I actually have that.
Yeah, that would be highly recommended.
You'd be the primary.
I did not help, even with the bonus.
Did anybody help?
Can I help with deception?
Ooh, I don't know if I helped. What is it, 10 or higher?
Yes.
Yeah, I helped.
Is that just plus one to my roll?
It's plus two to your roll for each person who successfully helps.
Who's helping?
Namas.
Or John and Matt.
I'm extremely convincing today.
Fantastic. Then I rolled a 20 with everybody's help.
We got this.
Okay. Darga speaks to his protocol droid and tells you, "The mighty Darga has many matters to attend to over the next few days, and he is expecting visitors besides. But he is more than happy to allow you to stay as his guests while he decides if this arrangement will be beneficial to all involved parties."
"Will be very beneficial."
"Do you
we can wait.
Agree to stay?"
"We thank the magnificent Darga for his gracious proposal."
"Yep. Darga has stated that there is to be a feast in your honor."
"All right.
But first, there is a matter of trash to be disposed of." Warwick
perception for hidden floor grates.
No, I'm assuming floor grates.
Jerk who brought us.
We're doing the honors of shooting this guy in the back of the head, right?
Gamorreans come over and haul Warwick to his feet and hold him in place. "Darga invites you to have the honor of destroying this filth."
I shoot him in the head.
Yeah, unquestionably. I wanted to do that before you even brought us here.
Wow. You guys fucking race each other for who pulls out their gun. And just unload into him.
Do you have quick draw?
I don't.
Neither do I. Alright, this is a race then.
Use your lightsaber, look.
So you, the two of you, can take dark side points.
All right.
Pat, you take a dark side point. He got DC'd.
What happened?
You take a dark side point.
Oh no! What are they doing?
I am more than.
For a non-voice user, pretty much nothing. It's just a measure of how evil you are.
Yep.
Congrats, dog. You're the devil.
I only have one.
Well,
11 to go until it matters.
Yes. When you match your wisdom score and dark side points, you are irretrievably evil and require some major act of redemption.
Do we get light side points someday?
Nope. Nope, oh. You were assumed to be heroic.
Is there any way to rid myself of this dark...
Yes, you can. Soul. You can spend a force point to buy it off.
So they go one for one?
Yes.
I got a buffer, so
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get 11 at a time, right? Unless I like blow up the galaxy.
Well, what's your wisdom score?
12.
All right. Yeah, you need 11 more before it matters. And even then, you can go do some kind of redemption crap, anyways.
Yeah, but that has to be self-sacrificing major redemption on the level of killing the Emperor. But it doesn't matter. You can be evil. Like, there's nothing stopping you.
Clearly.
If you were a Jedi, it would affect the Force powers you could use. But that's it. Like, okay. As you lay waste to this man, pleading for his life, Darga laughs, claps his hands. Clearly
he was pleading?
Well, he started pleading. You guys
didn't wait that long.
He got the first no out before you guys shot the fuck out of him.
You're just a little bit evil. I guess that's how it goes.
A little bit, a lot of it.
A moderate amount. Could be more evil.
Okay. So, tables are brought out and loaded up with delicious and noticeably expensive food and drink. It's the kind of meal you'd serve if you're rich and you want everyone to know.
Is it poisoned?
Oh, it reminds me of my home.
Your father is classier than this.
Mostly fish and seaweed.
Oh.
Seaweed and fish.
We eat other things, like sea mammals.
A Corran exotic feast. It's probably like birds and shit.
That's true.
Chickens.
Birds.
Grass.
Manatees.
And you are invited to sit next to Darga.
Next to him?
Yes.
Yeah, there's seems like seven suspicious. Seats that are next to him. Look how big the dude is.
When Darga sits around the table, he really sits around the table.
It is, in all honesty, the table you're invited to sit at is a half-circle table that goes around Darga.
Wow.
Is it poisoned?
It doesn't seem to be, since Darga is eating it, and indeed he will eat off your plate.
Well, okay.
Try to eat quicker so he stops eating from my plate.
Yes, it's family style, which in practice means Darga takes majority of the food. But
gotcha.
Since there is way too much food, that still leaves you with plenty.
Hooray!
He asks
plenty's not enough.
Through his protocol droid, the mighty Darga wishes to know of your exploits and history.
I tell him I've smuggled Jedi during the Clone War, or after the Clone Wars.
We smuggled containers of palladium along the Kessel Run and made it in 10.9 parsecs.
Oh. That's good.
I don't want to say anything. I want to check out how my Quaggan buddies are doing. What are they up to? Aren't they at the table with us?
They are at a table. They do not get the place of honor with Darga.
Now that the war has stopped, though, business for high value commodities as a dried up for us war smugglers.
She said Quaggan, not Quarren.
And we're looking for renewed business from the Empire.
He nods. It seems the whole time he's been listening to you, waiting for you guys to stop talking so he can talk about himself.
Oh, oh okay. What are your exploits? We've heard many, but I'm sure that is barely the tip of
the iceberg.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saved the most exciting ones to hear straight from the source.
The mighty Darga says, "You have mentioned imperial business. One of the guests he is expecting is an imperial officer."
Awesome. That's surprisingly good timing.
And Darga seems to be looking at you, waiting for you to be impressed.
I'm quite impressed.
That's impressive. I am gaudy as fuck. How Meryl Streeped can we be right now?
What great business acumen to have made inroads with the Empire so quickly. What clever deals might you have struck with them?
He laughs and sort of wags a fat finger at you. The mighty Darga says that he does not so easily reveal his secret details.
We didn't say the magic word.
He informs you that he wants to see how you will enjoy your time at court and how much the mighty Darga enjoys your company.
Alright.
Okay. Bleep doop. Sinar is casting glances over at you the whole meal. Having now acknowledged your existence.
Fantastic. I'm gonna play hard to get and ignore him.
Okay.
Would the mighty Darga have need for a financial analyst? I have a foolproof algorithm that can deliver 18 plus minus 2.3% returns annually.
Oh, wow.
The mighty Darga has one of the finest financial masterminds in the galaxy. The mighty Darga wishes to know how skilled you are at droid racing.
Wait, racing droids or... What?
Is anybody here familiar with the concept of racing droids?
Galactic folklore.
Galactic lore. I'll roll a galactic lore to figure out what the heck droid racing is.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
I rolled a 16.
You know that there's obviously like swoop bike racing, and there are droid competitions, droid gladiatory matches, or people who program droids to race or fight or compete against each other. But the phrasing of the question, like asking how you are at droid racing, is strange.
Do you want us to race droids?
Would knowledge tech cover this at all?
He want us to program his droids?
Not at the moment. It is an unknown technology. The mighty Darga has retrieved from parts unknown advanced droid interface technology. Using it, he allows for a droid to be controlled remotely by donning a visor that allows the pilot to see out of the droid's eyes. He has chosen to use this technology to create toys for racing.
Sounds good to me.
Intriguing. How masterfully inventive.
The mighty Darga invites you to pilot one of his droids.
Oh my god, am I all over that or what?
I'm all over that.
Soy sauce on rice.
I call dibs.
I also would like to try this.
Yeah, our compatriot is an excellent pilot.
Oh, is this a piloting skill? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, I'll just leave it to the professionals then.
Boom. Can't buy those skills.
Okay. Look. The Twi'lek Major Domo, you get the distinct impression he is giving you the stink eye. From a distance. He, strangely enough, is not sitting at this honorific table with Darga, but stands apart from everyone else during the feast, staring at you.
I bet he can tell you have the Force.
Probably. Can I tell if he has the Force?
Can I tell if he has the Force? I'm a Force user, guys!
Are you trained in use the Force? You could probably try.
Yes, I am.
quite.
Yes. It is a DC 15 use the Force to search, actively sense other Force users.
I got a 17.
Okay, I have an 18.
This guy's a Force user. I think to myself in my brain. Interesting.
I think to myself in my brain out loud.
Hold on, I'm looking something up. As okay. I do from time to time.
You know, federal government can't regulate that.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean.
I'm so hungry.
Have you tried eating food?
I want to make a tuna melt toasty, but we're in the middle of a game.
Just get up and make the sandwich.
Okay. You do not detect that he is a Force user. The only Force users
are actually 100 kilometers. That is a long fucking range.
Holy shit!
You detect yourself, Bleep Dupe, and you detect a Force user several floors below you.
That sounds interesting.
How strange this is! I glance at you and also several stories down.
Okay, maybe I wasn't looking at you, I was looking at the other guy.
Really conspicuous eye motions, like I point at my two eyeballs and then I point at you.
Still not looking at you.
Waves your hand in front of your face.
Can I do like a perception to see if that guy's, I don't know, familiar at all or anything?
He, looking at him, you recognize he has the red eyes that you saw in the eye slit of the doors. Otherwise, he does not look familiar to you.
Okay, I'm gonna keep an eye out for him.
Okay.
Get my eyes on you.
He seems to be doing the same for you.
We'll see who's better at watching who.
After the remains of the meal are being taken away, you are brought forth a strange visor device that it is set on the table in front of Jag.
Can I cheer Jag on? Mm-hmm. Maybe give him a shoulder massage. All right, man, you can do this.
The mighty Dargux has permitted you a few hours to accustom yourself to the interface. The droid race will commence this evening.
Oh, well, I don't want to massage your shoulders for hours. I'll just come back when
you're ready. Aw, all right.
I pat his shoulders and...
Can we take this to, like, my room or somewhere quiet so I can focus in on it for now?
We have had Darga's personal racing droid brought to your sleeping quarters.
Awesome. I head to my room.
Hey.
I'll come with you.
You are guided by some Gamorrean guards into a hallway of bedrooms. You each get your own individual room. They are nice, but sparsely appointed. You suspect they were once servants' quarters for whoever lived here. And indeed, there is a personal racing droid that looks rather battered up, but it has been repaired many times.
The transmission still works fine?
It does.
Can I use mechanics to try to give it some kind of bonus? Or, you know, upgrade something, fix anything they missed.
Pimp your droid.
Yeah, pimp my droid.
Give it spinners.
Can I just make Rex the pilot and hope they don't notice?
I don't think Rex is a speedy land speedster.
Yeah, just crash into the wall and say, Roger, Roger.
I thought you filled him with upgrades.
Yeah, I didn't give him, like, zebra legs or something.
You should really buy the racing kit for him.
I'm just gonna buy a
body kit, some spinners, maybe a light underneath him.
Yeah. The droid appears to be in good working order. What seems to be in need of repair is whatever this strange visor interface is. You don't think you've seen anything quite like it.
All right.
A knowledge technology check could help.
Ooh.
I wanna be in their room checking out this sweet ride.
I have knowledge physical science.
Nope.
That dang.
What's the DC? Dude.
It is an open roll. The minimum DC is 10. The maximum is 25.
Can I help you by Googling this by using computers?
Nope. It is a unique unknown technology.
Huh, sorry, exactly 25.
Okay. You learn a bunch of things. The droid control visor reads eye movements of the user and translates them into commands, while simultaneously providing an in-droid view of the action. The control visor is unstable and could damage the user under certain circumstances, such as if the droid takes a catastrophic failure, the pilot's brain might catastrophically fail.
I'm a doctor. I got your back. I can totally.
And it does. It does this all with eye motion tracking.
You think it somehow basically works into the neural network of the brain.
Huh.
You
doesn't
also learn.
Makes sense. It's Star Wars.
The visor software is terrible. It's full of bugs and errors.
Let's start fixing this.
Yeah.
Is there any type of physical buffer I can build in so it doesn't fry my brain while he fixes the programming?
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that.
Oh, sorry.
The second problem with the control visor is that it is not designed for humanoids.
What? What is this designed for?
Robots.
How about you make Rex do it?
It is not familiar to you. A used computers check could smooth out some of those programming bugs, and a mechanic could modify this visor to be for humans.
I am gonna use the shit out of this computer and help.
I'm going to mechanic the crap out of it.
Hopefully. I got a 22!
Yeah, I'm going to reprogram this in Intercal.
Those aren't words, John.
Okay, sorry, what were the results?
17 for my mechanics check.
That is not enough.
Oh, God.
A force point. You're looking for a 20.
I got force points up the wazoo. Was that a D6?
Yes.
Anyone know how to help with mechanics? Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah, I can help with mechanics.
I just what was that, 17?
Yeah, they're 14 on help.
Awesome, so that's plus 2, that's 19. And I rolled a 1, that's 20. Just barely made it.
Okay. You modify it, and you think it will seriously reduce the chances of providing a sensory brain overload.
I like that.
I get a 26 on the better software.
You release a patch.
I helped with 22.
Okay, you release a better patch. It's like a fan mod of this robot driving software.
I jailbreak it. We do pre-write to the OS.
I actually want to handle. I want to tackle the UI. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Don't use a grid with icons. That's patented.
Okay.
Okay. So you make several modifications to this racing program and test it out, driving this droid around this little room using your eyes and brain. And you're feeling very confident.
Alright, I like confidence.
Tag along and give him some support.
Okay.
Dude, well, you can totally do this.
You still have a few hours to kill, but it sounds like, from what I'm reading in text, that there are shenanigans going on.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Depending on Matt, if Matt and Dan are back yet.
Matt!
Yeah, I'm reading about sandwiches and stuff being locked in cars.
Yeah, now I want a sandwich. Thanks, guys.
Well, if we played around a table, we could all have sandwiches. That's the thing we could do.
I could have sandwiches.
Subway runs at the Sunday nights. And it would be amazing because the Subway people would always be closing up like 2 hours before closing time. And they would hate us. Yes. Sorry, you have to do your job. I mean, I'm not a jerk. I don't go into a place 5 minutes before closing. But their scheduled close was like 2.5 hours from now. And they're already mopping up.
Yeah. Matt, are you back?
Oh, yes, I'm back.
Dan, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Important things.
Well, we're waiting for the shenanigans you guys are getting up to.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are in shenanigans? What kind of shenanigans?
Yeah, we arranged this while you were dicking around with the robot.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you guys were doing Geek Squad. We're going to do real boy stuff. Okay, I want to try to go downstairs.
Wait. Why downstairs?
I have a feeling it's something good. Possibly money.
Some kind of Jedi feeling?
Yeah, Jedi feeling. But you could probably extort money from something we find under there.
Why do you think I want to extort everything?
Because that's what you did the first 2 sessions.
It got us the information we needed.
Well, let's go have fun.
Okay. Alright. You drop down to the lower levels. Nobody really stops you, when you get down to the first lower level. And the most eye-catching thing is that you see a Gamorrean walking by with a big transparent plastic bag full of credit chips.
Ooh. We should take that bag of wallets that Gamorrean probably stole.
What are we gonna do with it, though, if we're staying here?
Well, what else is there? What else can we do down here?
He heads off into some sort of apartment, you think, near the... it's the closest thing to the guest quarters.
Alright.
Let's tail them for a little bit. That way we know where to go later on.
We can figure out our way out of here, too. While we're gathering.
Alright. So he brings in a lot of money. You can hear out of this room that there's the sounds of an opera blasting. He seems to drop off the money and leave quickly. Takes very little notice of you.
Does he see us and just kind of like walk by, or does he not see us?
Concerned about you. It seems like this is a place you're allowed to go. When you go to move to even lower levels, there are Gamorrean guards who grunt at you in a way to suggest that you are not permitted. But it seems these first two levels you're allowed.
I'm going to tell them I am permitted in High Galactic. Confuse the hell out of them.
Does not compute. Blast them!
No, you don't seem to know what you're talking about. And are still in your way.
It's just two, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna blast one of them.
Okay.
Oh, crap. That's a lot.
Okay.
I want to be part of the plan.
It's
our
them,
morals
blast
have gone
them.
Downhill quickly.
Oh, different blast. I was thinking of... Never mind.
Well, I got my blast. Anyway, I rolled a... 31.
Well, I'm pulling up their stats right now, but I'm sure 31 hits.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Fifteen damage.
Morgan Warlord.
No, not that.
How much damage?
15.
Are you using your lightsaber?
No, I'm using Force Blast.
Okay. That sort of blast. I gotcha. I never expected that. Okay, you throw him back against the wall, but he's still standing and takes grip on his axe, ready to retaliate. You folks can feel free to initiate at this point.
Oh, 17 damage. I got plus 2.
Okay, he is still up.
Yeah, I figured. I have a 22 for initiative.
23. Hey. Tiku, you're up. Apparently you were about to fight. You didn't get the memo on that.
Okay, I want to take my gun out and blast him.
Okay.
Is it a full action to take my gun out?
No. Just one action, and then you blast them.
I'm going to blast them then.
Do you want to blast the hurt one or the other one?
The hurt one.
Okay.
Hold on. Math. 15.
Your blast glances off of his thick hide and does not seem to slow him.
Oh, shit.
Pig people don't fuck around. No. Oh, wait! Oh, never mind. I'll do it next round.
What? These guys are more still alive than you might expect.
That's bad news. I'm gonna lightsaber the hurt one to the face.
Okay.
Oh. 17 to hit.
That is exactly what you need.
Thank God. Uh, 17 damage.
He falls down.
Does he squeal?
He does. He squeals loudly.
Good.
He's the penguin. The other guard yells something loudly in Gamorrean, which is more of a snort. And swings his vibro axe at Wook. How do you feel about a 24?
That'll do it.
We didn't plan this very well, did we?
No. I mean, after the shopkeeper, how hard could anybody else be?
That's 25 damage.
Holy crap.
Damn. Blast him.
You suspect there were reinforcements on the way just by how loudly he snort wailed. But, Tiku, you get to go before that.
I'm trying to figure out what the story is with using automatic fire with the rifle.
I think it attacks an area.
Oh.
Auto fire? Yeah, it attacks an area.
Okay, never mind then. I thought it was extra attacks or something. Alright, I just blast him.
Okay.
Oh, I have to roll.
No, you just make that noise and he dies.
Really?
That works.
I got an 18.
That is a hit.
Alrighty. I do my damage. It's gonna be this many. I get plus 2. So, 14.
He takes it like it ain't no thing.
Oh, shit. Look.
Look, batter up.
Alright. I'm gonna use Battle Strike and then smack him in his face.
Okay.
Battle Strike. I have a 25, so that's awesome. Rolling to hit. I have a 14, which does not do it.
It does not.
Dan, I have good news. For you. Yeah.
What's the good news?
When you make a ranged attack... Oh, no. When I make a ranged attack with a pistol or rifle, all allies within 6 squares of me gain a +1 bonus to reflex defense until the start of my next turn.
Ooh, that is good news.
That might help against this incoming vibro axe.
Might.
They'll actually go against Tiku, because Tiku's the one who successfully shot him.
Oh no, I don't get that bonus, it's only allies.
That is only an 11.
Oh, that's excellent. Wait, 11 reflex, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm...
Where was that earlier?
They got nothing.
That was a 2. That was a roll of a 2. Like, I can't roll a 2 all the time. You nimbly dodge out of the way as this vibro axe comes smashing down into the floor.
This should get stuck in the floor, really.
No, it vibrates. It's
Damn. Mine.
Tiku.
Yes?
You might want to kill this guy before he kills you.
Blast him! Ah, I got a 14.
That is not good enough. Wook.
Alright. Second battle strike. That's good. Rolling the hit. Hey, 18.
That's a hit.
Chop him up good.
Okay, 21.
Head from his body.
Okay, let's pretend we were never here and leave.
Oh, wait, shouldn't we go further in?
The squeal, the reinforcements, I don't know which way what they're coming from. Yeah, let's go further in. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also going to second wind the hell out of myself.
Okay. So, you press the button next to the door they're standing at. It opens to a staircase down to a large room that's been cleared of any other furniture and accoutrements and turned into a guard room. The first thing that catches your attention is 5 Gamorreans. Sorry, 6 Gamorreans looking up at the door, wondering what the hell's going on. One of them is large even for a Gamorrean, and he appears to be some sort of leader.
Okay, so we saw what was this way. Can we go back the other way?
That sounds like a good idea.
Great. How fast can you run?
I have a speed 6, I think. Is that standard? Whatever the regular speed is.
Yeah, let's run.
I also have endurance. That seems like it would be the related running skill. But maybe not.
Well, fortunately for you, these dudes have a speed of 4. So,
nice.
Wow.
When you take off running, you quickly outpace them.
I also had a surge ready just in case.
What remarkably ineffective guards that they run at 4.
They don't chase people down. It's not in their job description. So, people in the guest rooms modifying this equipment. The doors open, and a burly Gamorrean stands in the doorway.
Oh, hello there.
You guys might be under arrest, sorry.
You're not sorry.
He gestures for you to follow him. It doesn't seem like an invitation.
Well, considering we don't have a choice, we might as well go along with it.
We do have a choice, but I will go along with it.
You could blast him.
Or I could run and hide. I'm really good at that.
Well.
Nah, I'll follow him.
You stole the cheese?
I'll put it in the fridge.
I don't know anything's wrong.
You are kind of surprised that there are 2 more Gamorreans right outside the door.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Well, hello there.
Silently escort the lot of you down the hall into an aviary.
My jaw drops because there are birds.
A delicacy.
Inside, you see a red-eyed Twi'lek, who you recognize as the thus far unnamed Major Domo of Darga.
Okay.
He seems to look agitated.
Major Domo.
That's his name, so.
Uh-huh.
I would like to disperse pleasantries of some sort. But I expect you to do that for me and better than I could.
Noted. Are you aware of where the other two members of your group are?
In their rooms?
That's rich.
Would you like to try again?
No, not really.
I don't have any other guesses.
You wouldn't guess killing guards and attempting to break into the lower levels?
What? Why?
I would never have guessed that.
I didn't come here for that.
And why did you come here?
To make smuggling deals. Durr.
Of course.
We're looking for information and work.
Don't tell him we're here for information.
We're smugglers. Of course we're here for information.
Not that kind of information.
No, smugglers are all about information.
Sometimes. Not that kind of information.
Most of the time.
So, you have no guesses as to why your friends
are murdered. I'm starting to suspect my acquaintances are psychopaths.
Were you under that impression too? I thought it was just me.
Guys, where are you going after you run away?
Which way has the fewest guards?
You don't find many guards on regular patrol. They seem to be largely stationary. The heavily guarded places are the place you just went to and the throne room.
I think we should not go to the throne room.
That's a good idea. Let's try to go around.
Brilliant!
That.
Okay, but where are you trying to get to?
I'd say outside or a sewer.
Oh, sewers. Those are good.
Yeah.
Or maybe a vent that we can fit through, but a large...
Oh, yeah. Are there any conspicuous vents that are sized just right for us?
And any AT-STs to blast it open with?
Well, you guys can easily make your own holes.
We can. I kind of want to make a hole in the wall that'll get us out.
Why didn't you just cut through the floor instead of shooting guards?
Wow.
Because getting back up
would
be a problem.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we could
have
just gone through the wall to get past the guard.
And everything.
Oh, we do have grappling hooks.
We have whatever we needed from that place that time.
They totally had grappling hooks.
Okay, so
you guys should
are
use the tank we got from that place.
Right. You guys go upstairs, find a room that borders the outside, and make a door in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to grab those credits first? Do we pass that opera room?
You can. You have to go... Yeah.
You want to do that, Tiku?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Life on the run is expensive.
Yeah.
It's like we're Santa, only we're breaking in and stealing the bag instead of arriving with it.
Okay. Well.
So that's what we're doing.
Alright, the place you're intending to break into turns out to not be locked in any way. You see, when you enter, it is an elderly Doros. and he seems to be counting the credit chips from this transparent bag of money. It really looks like just a small apartment that is both his home and workspace. He looks up, a little surprised that someone has come into his room. Yes?
Oh, someone that speaks basic. Fantastic. Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
What are you up to?
Well, I'm counting the money.
Not anymore.
I thought I was. Did it go somewhere?
No. Wait. No, it's time for your retirement.
Wait, what money?
This is the money that's right here.
But where did it come from?
I suspect from the gas mine.
Which gas mine?
The Tabana gas mine? On Bespin?
The gas mine.
Yes, the gas mine.
Right, of course, how could I forget?
Yes, you remember, the end of the Clone Wars, Darga took it over, when their leader was slain by Separatist mercenaries. Interesting fact about the Separatists. We call them that, but they never called themselves that. Interesting fact about names. Did you know there is a species that has no name? They simply communicate their identity by flashes of light with this bioluminescent thing on their heads.
That's fascinating. Can we step in and close the door so sure. We're not spotted?
Yep.
Okay. Doing that. That's all extremely fascinating. What else can you tell us about where the credits are coming from and the mine?
Well, he smuggles Tabana gas out of the mine away from the normal channels. It's proving to be his most profitable venture.
Where does he send it?
Oh, the Empire, mostly. They had some interest a few months back about obtaining Tabana gas mines off the record. They even threatened him.
Doesn't sound wise, threatening a HUD.
Since then, he's been funneling every gas canister to them. There's some secret thingamabobber.
I heard something about that. Do you know any more? I've been so curious.
Would the secret thingamabobber be called something like a Sarlacc?
I don't... really, no. That's not my department. I just handle the finances.
About that, Dargo the Hutt said we are to count the money from now on. You've earned a break.
Was? No. This is my job. This is my life.
Oh, you can count what you've got there, and we'll count what's over there. Double check it.
I thought he said to just have Doros go and take, like, a few minute break to clear his head and then come back to work.
That'd probably be fine, too.
Doug has never told me to do anything. Nobody comes here except to drop off money or food. What is this about? I probably shouldn't have told you all that stuff. Who are you?
Where am I?
Blast him.
Close. I want to just stun him till he's asleep.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not going to kill him like last time?
I have a rifle and I can set that to stun too. Oh, I want to put my rifle on stun.
I have a 27 to stun him. It's against his fortitude defense.
Okay. I'm going to say he has a fortitude defense of 10.
He is knocked out.
He falls, he face plants into a pile of money.
Money, 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 money.
We should take that money and leave.
Yep.
Wait, that's does this plan. Room go outside? Does it have a window or something?
No, he has no window. This room would actually be underground.
Oh, I thought we went upstairs before we got... Okay. I guess we should go upstairs then. Maybe we could go through the floor. Okay. Or the ceiling to the floor upstairs.
Well, do you want to go out, or do you want to go through the floor to see what else is down there?
I don't know. They're kind of alerted to us.
Yeah, let's grab the money and head out.
Get the money and run!
Okay. You shovel all of these credits into a big sack. There doesn't seem to be any more money in here. Like, this seems like an intermediary where it's counted before it goes to the vault or wherever it stays.
What's the score?
I check his pocket, too.
He actually has no money. He's got pretty much nothing on him.
Is this guy a prisoner who counts the money to avoid being killed?
You don't know. You could ask him if he was conscious.
Oops!
Before we leave, I want to put him in his bed.
Okay.
And then we leave.
Okay.
What was the money score, by the way?
3,100 credits.
Chump change.
Each?
No. It didn't come in two sacks. One for each of you.
Split it down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go upstairs and cut a hole in the wall and escape to the larger city of Zara.
Nice.
Are you guys ever going to comlink us? Telling us what's going on, or are you just abandoning us?
I was thinking about it. We're kind of busy right now.
Meanwhile,
yeah, we have to escape first.
In the aviary. So you claim to have no idea why your friends would kill guards and then go on the run. We have everyone out looking for them.
Wow.
If we had any idea, we would have just sat in our rooms waiting for you to march in and take us prisoner.
Yeah, we probably would have met them.
I'm deeply sorry for associating with them. And now that the captain of our ship is missing...
We're stuck.
We're in trouble.
We're kind of at your mercy.
Do you know where they would go?
Away.
Well, they parked their ship at landing pad 23.
Noted.
This is one over from the actual landing pad, so I'll get them pointed in the right direction, but not directly to the ship.
All right. Let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go back to your rooms when Dark ascends for you. You're going to participate in the little robot race. If he gets any sense that anything is amiss, I will flay you.
Alive?
Yes.
Okay, duly noted.
You will be all smiles, be Darga's best friend. He does not need to know anything about any of this.
Wait, you don't want him to know that you messed up. You want to keep this hush-hush.
We could tell Darga, and he will have his next group of friends execute you for his amusement, or maybe he'll throw you in the gladiator pit.
Well, those both sound absolutely miserable.
Yeah, let's save both our skins.
Literally, because he would flay the skin off of us if we screw up.
Quite. Well, let's go murder our friends.
Yeah! I mean, race robots. That's what I want to do.
I want to race robots, too. This sucks.
You were escorted back to your rooms. Are you going to stay put and wait till Robot races?
Sure. First order of business, get all the bugs and hidden cameras on looping footage.
Okay.
Second order of business, discuss. Do we want to just bug out?
It might
kill us.
I kind of want to race this robot. It sounds like potentially not deadly. Maybe.
I really want to contact our homies, ex-homies, our associates, and see what the heck is going on. Do they have comlinks?
Well, they should. Turn on the comlink. What the hell, guys?
What the fuck?
We didn't start the fight.
You totally started the fight. I wasn't even there, and I know you started the fight.
You weren't there. You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You could never understand the struggle that we went through.
You raced to shoot a man in the face.
I didn't.
I didn't race with him.
It was the back of the head, if anything.
Yeah, it wasn't in the face. Also.
Our freedoms for being oppressed, so we fought back. I wanted to see what was in the rest of the place, and he grunted at me.
Were they being oppressed by that shopkeeper, too?
No, I don't, no. I don't think that's...
We were getting information from that shopkeeper, and it worked, so you're welcome.
Yet you killed him! It only worked because I brought him back from the dead!
I didn't kill anybody, and I know my way around a medpack, too, so...
Sounds like we got a two-person team going on.
I'm going to give you guys the benefit of not being stupid and assume that you were using Bleep Dupe's Pocket Scrambler and not just discussing this on an open channel.
That's a great idea.
You got a pocket scanner for a reason. Or Scrambler. Whatever.
I just kind of forget I have it sometimes.
Every time.
Every single time.
That's what you keep
it's alright, the rest of us do too.
Why'd you leave us hanging by starting to firefight with some guards and not even telling us?
You guys were messing with some robot. Boring.
Yeah, at least let us know where you're going next time. Jeez.
So you did it because you were bored.
Wanted to explore. And also, we found the information we were looking for.
Oh, you have that already?
Yeah.
Guys, so, you want to cheese it? I kind of feel like cheesing it now.
Yeah, you guys should leave, because he's probably going
to
kill you.
But robots. Can we just steal this and sell it to someone? He gave them to us.
We could keep it. I love gadgets.
I like this idea.
You're welcome.
You really should have told us sooner, before we got in hot water.
Well,
because of your stupidity.
Didn't expect things to go that poorly.
But once they did, you could have told us.
Not while we were running around. They would have known where we were.
Yeah, that would give them a way to locate us, because they could use triangulation to figure out where we are from our comlinks. Speaking of which,
cell phone towers.
They might be able to do that now.
I'm tempted to give them your location right now.
You don't know our location, because we're scrambled by the Quarren.
Oh, they can triangulate and I can't?
You're just one.
Don't worry, we're going to complete this mission.
And then
I'm not sure I want to see you ever again. Time to come. Go off.
They're kind of terrible people.
I think we made the short guy angry.
Alright, I vote for bugging out.
But we're gonna have this hut angry at us for the rest of our lives, and he has a lot of influence. Like, I saw a couple of Quarrens there that I kind of recognized. This isn't somebody we really want to piss off. Maybe we can just go through the steps and then leave pleasantly. Him still thinking we're smugglers instead of disappearing without any warning.
I'm not sure running away will actually count that against us that much.
Oh.
this Major Dumbo hasn't told Darga yet. If we just leave everything, we're just obviously running for our own hides.
Meh, okay. But if we are leaving, we shouldn't bring the robot.
Definitely not.
I revel in the look of dissatisfaction on your face.
What's Jack's opinion?
What a race robot.
His shot in front pulls me.
We'll stay for the robot race.
I suppose.
We've put all this
work
into it.
Worst of ideas.
That's true, we did put a lot of work into it. Alright, we'll see if we can just leave pleasantly. On good terms.
Okay. Well, that evening, you are summoned for droid racing. In the main throne room, you find that what was the black area behind his dais has been illuminated. And it looks like a large arena. The arena has barricades to create a winding track that doubles back on itself. And artificial ramps and pits make it more likely that every racing droid will crash.
With, ow!
From what you've heard, is Darka's favorite part.
we're gonna disappoint him, huh?
So,
can't wait.
I'm having difficulty picturing these racing droids.
They're pretty much like normal droids. They are on wheeled treads and have a big, spire of a body.
I assume they just drove speeders.
But they do have little short range tasers that you assume are for zapping each other.
This is adorable. Hey Rex, how do you feel about all this commotion? How does robot racing make you feel as a robot?
He looks at you, kind of confused that you are seeking his opinion.
Oh, I mean, as a droid, how does it feel watching your people be enslaved by non-droids' pleasure and exploited?
Are you gonna start the free droids movement?
I'm just curious, Rex. You think about it.
Roger, Roger.
That's
what you always say.
Yeah, I don't know why I ask you anymore.
The protocol droid that has been translating for Darga sidles up to you. He does not have a heuristic processor. He is incapable of forming opinions.
You should buy that upgrade for him.
I should totally buy that upgrade.
Also buy him the upgrade that lets him feel pain.
Heuristic. I don't want that. Is that the same thing?
I don't know. It just would lead into some type of joke, I'm sure.
If you want to know the truth, it is barbaric.
What is barbaric? Oh.
Droid racing. I thought you sincerely wanted to know. Pardon my intrusion.
Not at all. It is quite barbaric, but I guess there's not a whole lot you can do about it, huh?
These are intelligent droids. Their consciousness is being usurped by that device, and they are forced to watch as they slam into each other in fallen pits.
That is horrendous! It's not just their processes aren't just shut off, so they're not conscious for it? I would assume if you're gonna have your body taken control of.
My understanding is that they are aware, but incapable of resisting.
Oh, I want to hug the droid that we're using and tell him it's okay, and that things will get better. I also want to formulate a way to make a virus so that this can never be done again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing to help with that. At least to put the droids unconscious, or their equivalent of unconscious.
That's fine.
Have to experience all this.
they just have a really bad dream, and they wake up and they're like, "Whoa, what happened last night? I must have gotten wrecked."
Darga calls his droid over so he can collect volunteers. He needs 4 people for the race. You guys have already been selected as one.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh. All right.
We've been volunteered.
We volunteered already. It's just
yes.
Calling me through.
The Quarren Sinar volunteers for a droid race. One of the Gormorian guards volunteers as the Major Domo, Igrin Demos. I assume you found out his name at some point. Not that
Major
you guys
Domo?
Are right. Yeah. Major Domo, Major Domo.
Yep.
We were awfully busy with droid tinkering.
We sure were.
Not that we tinkered with our droids. That would be an unfair advantage.
Yeah, it would.
Okay. The droids are brought to the beginning of the track, and everyone crowds around to the edge to watch the spectacle. The race will consist of 3 laps. Okay. Each lap is its own check, and your relative position can change, and you can also sacrifice speed to attack other robots. As they are setting up the race, the protocol droid exclaims, "As per usual custom, Darga welcomes all wagers."
Oh my god, am I going to gamble? All
what
right.
are the odds on Jack?
Can I use gather information to get a sense of who's going to bet on what? In
You're
addition
supposed
to
bet
the
on
odds.
The player characters.
I know, I just thought I'd do my job and gather information. My lord.
It seems like the clear favorite is the Major Domo. This is not his first time at the rodeo. Some people are taken with the mysterious stranger, meaning Jack.
Yeah, all day. I vote on myself, bet on myself.
How much are you going to bet on yourself? What are the actual odds?
I don't even know if I wrote down how many credits I have. I have 2485 credits. I will bet 2484 of it. Keep one for good luck.
Wow, yep. You're going to bet 2,000 on you, huh?
Yeah, what's the return on this?
Hey, buddy! Whoa.
It's going to be an opposed wisdom check against Darga, actually. And depending on the difference of the result, you can either double your investment, lose half of it, or lose everything.
I guess I'm gonna bet, because that seems to be the popular thing to do. I don't want to get outdone by Jag here, so I'm gonna bet 3,173.
Whoa, I'll bet 100.
You know what, it seems odd that gambling in this context makes no sense. So you want to just bet, double your bet on the Jag?
Sure.
Sure. Do we get our money back if he comes in second? And
nope.
Other than that, lose it?
Nope. It's all
you can
nothing.
Bid on me bet on me coming in second as your actual bet.
What if we sell complex financial instruments that include hedges?
No. No hedging. Jack, what are you betting on yourself?
20... Hold on, I gotta look again. 2484.
2484.
Let me figure out how much droids cost, because I want to save some for the upgrade. But I'll just do 1,000 even. That's fine.
Jag wins. So much more money for a droid.
It's only twice as much. Let me see.
So that's okay. Two droids, is what you're saying, if it's twice as much.
I don't want two droids. I have enough trouble just keeping one.
You could get one.
What you're
droid
saying is buy seven droids.
I don't really want an army of droids. I really want an army of pets.
So you're saying buy hundreds of rancors and ride them.
Okay. The droidica cost 21 grand, so I guess I can afford to bet
2,173. Okay. The betting is, of course, in addition to the prize for the winner.
Oh, sweet. This is going to be awesome.
The bets of Jag and Bleepdoob are rather large for this crowd, but Darga is happy to take them.
We're high rollers, what can we say?
So what I'm going to need you to do is there will be a pilot check for each lap.
You better win, man, or I'm going to murder you.
Do I get any kind of situational bonus for fixing up the programming and whatnot?
You do.
And I get a plus one for...
You get a plus...
Bleepdoop's thingy?
Yes. You get the plus one destiny bonus from Bleepdoop. You get a plus two equipment bonus because you fixed the programming software. The mechanics improvement will help you if you suffer a catastrophic failure.
Okay. So plus three total?
Yes. And
okay.
Whatever your pilot is. So what is your pilot result?
Oh, I didn't roll yet. Natural 20.
No way. Aureliously?
Yeah. Natural 20. The total is a 32.
Wow.
Once.
Okay, you pull ahead to an early lead, and in fact, on this lap, you nearly lap the Corrin, Sonar. The Gamorrean is proving surprisingly competent. He is skillfully evading pits and ramps, but you practically take a ramp and just skip half the course. It's some Mario Kart shit.
Like the Rainbow Road trick?
Yes.
Jump off one plank and... land at pretty much the finish line.
Woohoo! Go Jack!
Okay, so as we move into lap two, you get the sensation, looking around you, that things are about to get violent.
Wait, in the race or real life?
In the race.
Alright.
Which is also real life as it can fry your brain.
Oh, right.
You can choose to make an attack, but it does require you to slow down.
If
how
I get
malicious do you
hit,
feel?
Am I gonna... Wait, I don't want to slow down. I
okay.
think it's what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, can't you just zoom far enough ahead of them that it's an omission?
That's what I'm hoping.
All right, we're going
fifth
here.
The guy in lead if they have to slow down to hit him.
You going for pure speed?
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
30 total.
How far in the dust is everybody else?
Okay. The Major Domo has caught up with the Gamorrean and essentially shoves his droid down a pit. And you can hear the horrible squeals and smoke coming out of this Gamorrean's ears. He's writhed around on the ground. The Corrin Sinar has caught up even with Domo, although it appears that they are very much racing for second place, as you are just leaving them in the dust.
Yeah.
Unless you botch right now.
Oh, God.
It might be worth taking out the Major Domo, because that limits the number of people who know about our companions' indiscretions.
It's true.
And you could come up from behind when you're lapping them and then punch them in the back.
Here's hoping I roll fast enough to do that.
Well, you have to decide before you roll.
Can I not just finish lapping them and murder him that way?
Like, you want to finish the race and then kill his crash into his droid?
Kind of.
That's really underhanded, dude.
That's fine with
me. And hilarious, and I'm sure Jabba, not Jabba, would love it. Another 30.
Yes.
Okay. So, you pull across to an easy victory. You see the Corrin Sinar pulls ahead and finishes second. You actually lap around to get in front of the Domo on your fourth lap, having already won. Basically, pull right ahead of him, slam on your brakes, and force him down a pit.
Yeah, victory lap for the win.
He howls and throws the visor off of his face. And he seems like he wants to stomp over angrily at you, but Darga is laughing his ass off.
Yeah. I knew he'd love it. Alright, I'll take the visor and all that off.
Okay. Darga presents you with a small box.
Woo!
Inside, you find an incredibly gaudy necklace.
Oh man, I put that shit on.
Gold jewels.
And I say I graciously thank the magnificent Darga for a most exquisite prize.
In, like, the gaudiest way possible?
He slaps you on the back, leaving a big slimy handprint on you.
Yeah.
Nima Kucha.
I'm writing down that I have a gaudy necklace. I hope you know what that means.
Okay. It's worth 200 credits. Tiku and Wook, what are you getting up to?
Did we escape?
Yeah, you made it outside of the palace. Where were you going?
Did you want to just go to the ship?
I mean, where else could we go?
I mean, we stole all that money. We could throw a party.
Let's wait and see if we need the money to get out of trouble now.
Alright. So, the ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
How are you getting there?
How did we get to...
You took your speeders. Well, you took the stolen Imperial speeders.
Oh, oh my god!
No! Are the speeders parked outside?
Yeah.
Let's steal one.
Can you pilot well?
I've driven a few times.
All right, Koreans, you can
like Asian people in Star Wars.
Oh God. Just the same, you can pilot one, and I'll ride with you.
All right.
I should check for
you guys are
traps, because doing something to your vehicle seems like an obvious thing.
But okay. How would they know which one we take?
Well, they saw us come in.
But we came in on multiple ones.
I bet there's a GPS device on it.
It was disabled. Well, the pre-installed GPS device you guys took out.
I mean, something is put on to track you because you're watching criminals now.
Would you like to make me
weren't very competent.
A pilot check?
Not especially, but I will.
It's not hard. You just need you not fail horrendously.
I gotta, wait, let me find pilot. It's Dex, okay. I got a 21.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you even take a circuitous route for anyone who might be following you, and you speed away with surprising skill back to the docking bay, where the Banshee is waiting.
Our ship's still here.
Sweet. Alright, you wanna...
Oh, wait, are the people on board murdered horribly?
You think not, because when you approach the cargo bay, door opens to let you ride your speeder back up.
Let's just ride in.
Sounds good.
You ride up, you see Captain O'Keefe flips the switch to close the docking bay door. She looks confused.
Hey, Captain.
Hello.
We found the info we were looking for. The others are racing droids or something.
Okay. So we'll just wait here then.
I guess so. I don't think we were followed. Not that there would be any reason that anyone would follow us from there.
Nope. Just in case you want to take a nap sleeping in the gun turret.
On our way here, I found it was very comfortable.
Okay. So, I'll just wait up in the cockpit.
Alright.
Sounds good.
She clearly thinks something is weird, but she's not pressing the issue.
What a clever
I'll clean
woman.
My blaster, then. Not that it's been used since the last time it was cleaned.
Okay. Whilst you guys are enjoying the revelry of your post-droid racing victory, someone bursts in. And by someone, I mean an entire group.
Ew. Is this a GM is loading?
It is. It's a GM's iPad has crashed.
That's some powerful group.
Uh-huh. Fuck yeah. You see three tough-looking humans, a Rodian with a conspicuously large blaster rifle, a black-furred Wookiee, and a scarred Zabrak leading two Twi'lek slaves by collared chains.
Guys pimping.
Wow.
It seems they were completely unannounced, and you can tell that Darga is less than happy to see them. The Zabrak speaks. These slaves you've been selling us are worthless, Darga. They've been dying before we can even get them to the market. They are used up. Second rate. I want my credits back for the last four shipments.
Is this the Rodian speaking?
The Zabrak.
Oh, never mind.
He rolls his eyes over to the group of you, as in Bleep Doop, Nom, and Jag, and he actually says to you in basic, "See what ungrateful business partners I have?" And then he begins speaking through his protocol droid, telling them that they've had the same business agreement for years, and he's not responsible if they don't know how to take care of the product. If you do not apologize and leave, I will have no choice but to dispose of you.
Wow.
At which point they descend into a shouting match of fruitless arguments about slaves and payments.
I'm gonna stand close to Rex because he makes me feel safe. Should I try and break this up? Maybe I can persuade them to take it easy.
Are any of the intruders not engaged in the screaming match?
Yeah, it's primarily the Zabrak and the Rodian are actively talking. The Wookiee in the three humans are just thugs brought for muscle, and the Twi'leks are clearly slaves, and their opinion does not matter.
I want to inconspicuously sidle up to one of the Twi'leks and start asking questions.
That's going to be difficult because Darga is continuously looking at you guys, waiting to see if you're going to do something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you want to make me a stealth check...
Actually, let me try and persuade, and I can be your distraction and help you be stealthy. I want to try and persuade everybody to have a reasonable tone and discuss things like adults and civilized folk. How civilized are we? Guys, let's just take a breath and relax. There's really no reason to get riled up. In fact, we just had a great celebration of droid racing. Let's not ruin the mood by needlessly arguing in such harsh tones. Oh, this is gonna go swimmingly. I got a 14!
You stay out of this, Corrin! It doesn't concern you.
I got hurt feelings.
Yeah, I'm force pointing up this encounter for the skill bonus.
Okay.
It's a 35.
Nice. So, while you are sidling up to this Twi'lek slave, she seems to be doing a little stealth of her own. As a servant walks by with a goblet for Darga, she inconspicuously, but not enough for you, drops something into it.
Huh. Smart.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Miss, what's your story?
She seems very startled. When did you get here?
Keep it on the down low. I'm just looking into deals.
So I doubled my monies, I take it?
Yes, there are slavers here, having a shouting match with Darga.
I tried to defuse the situation, but they told me to mind my own business.
Well, I say we just slip out while they're yelling at him.
We can't, because Nom is being sneaky.
Wait, you can't slip out and be sneaky because I'm being sneaky?
I can't leave you there. You're my buddy. I'm not gonna abandon you like some people.
Okay. I'm not abandon you guys.
I'm just gonna walk out while we have a chance to get away. I guess if I need to be sneaky about it, I will.
Isn't Major Dooku or Diki Dakizuku Dojo?
Domo?
Isn't he watching us?
Darga has been looking to you, waiting for you to jump in, and which you did fruitlessly. You expect if you tried to leave, he wouldn't actually stop you. He'd just be very disappointed and not want to be your friend anymore.
All right, what kind of help do you think he's looking for? Can I start shooting?
No. If he wanted a shooting match, it would be easy for him to invoke one.
All right.
He was looking for you to speak on his behalf, which Bleep Doop did, although it was fruitless.
All right. I am much worse at politicking than she is, so...
Oh, that's debatable. Give it a shot. You never know.
All right. I tell them to shut their ugly faces and get the hell out. Just like that.
Okay. Roll me your persuasion.
Beautiful.
19, including Leap Dupe's bonus.
Wow!
I rolled a 17.
It's only plus one.
I get a plus one.
Ooh, girl, never mind.
Ooh, you convince them they're ugly.
Hey, fuck you! We settle down and talk, okay?
That's right.
Alright. What do you got to say, then?
Darga sell us bad slaves. Half dead.
Did you remember to feed them?
Slaves yes, we
need to be fed.
Them. We take care of them. They all used up by the time they get to us.
No. What kind of food did you feed them? Did you feed them slave brand A? That's what I always use.
That the goblet that had something placed in it is brought up to Darga.
Yeah, continuing the conversation with the slave girl. Heard a lot of there was a deal going through here for the Imperial ties. A lot of people were getting killed. You know anything?
Darga gets us slaves from someone. I don't know who he gets them from. I've heard rumors that it's the Imperials.
What did you do with the goblet?
Just don't say anything.
Can you help us tie this to the Imperials?
Yes.
What's your will defense?
15.
Yeah, she seems that she will legitimately help you.
Good enough for me. I will return to Bleep Doop and suggest that we buy the slaves, because they might know something.
Okay. I'm rolling the money. I won.
Although I think this has leapfrogged past Jag's conversation now.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly... Jag has calmed them down with threats of violence. It seems like they came in packing as a show of force, but they don't actually want to escalate it to a fight. You tell Darkon to give us our money back on last four shipments.
That's a lot of shipments.
There's a lot of poor slaves.
No, I mean, that's really up for debate.
Okay, so Nom sidles up to you. Darga takes a big swig of his goblet.
Loud man, you said these slaves are worthless. How much for the two of them?
Twi'leks. Twi'leks are good. They have personal slaves, not cheap.
How much is not cheap?
20,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's way too much. You must be high. I inspect the slaves thoroughly. These are not worth more than 5,000. Both of them.
You want to try I guess persuasion. I don't think there's a specific haggling skill.
Oh my god, how I wish there was haggling. I'm kind of glad it's lumped together with persuasion, but...
There is a talent based on haggling. So, I don't know...
Oh my lord, I got a 25.
Boom.
$10,000, no less.
You said the last four shipments died en masse.
Not these. These my good slaves. These not from Darga. Those are the shit slaves. You think this my only supply?
Well, if you can afford to lose them, I really am not willing to pay more than 8,000.
Get down. 10,000, final offer. Cutting my throat.
Cutting your throat? Oh, you're funny.
Well, cool in my bed.
Fine, I just want a bed so I can afford to spend 10,000 on slaves. I'm so generous. I glare at Nom, you owe me.
You pay him his 10,000 credits and he passes you the leashes to these Twi'lek slaves.
Great, now I've got slaves. This is fantastic.
You do seem Nom. To accumulate companions. I didn't force you to do anything, although I am extremely grateful and will do whatever I can to repay you.
Alright. Well, at least everything's calmed down a little bit. Yeah. I can trust you and everybody to discuss things like civilized human beings.
We done. I got credits in my pocket. I'm out of here.
Hey, if these slaves start dying, what can we do about it? What was the problem with the other slaves?
I don't think they fed them. We need to buy some slave brand A slave food.
They old and weak. They dug a crap slaves.
The Zabrak, I am so done with slaves. I just want to go. I want a GTFO.
Walking out. And he brings his entourage with him. Okay, the slavers storm out.
Hater's gonna hate.
Yeah, I can't think of anything more to do in this instance.
Nope. Except go home with slaves.
So you guys making to leave?
I wanna go home.
Okay. Start to go.
They're trying to assassinate Darga. This is a lead.
The mighty Darga regrets that you are leaving. Have you not found his hospitality to your liking?
Oh, so warm and enjoyable. But alas...
I've greatly enjoyed it. I want to go spend some of these credits. The burning holes in my pockets.
The mighty Darga understands and hopes that you will return soon.
Yes, sir. Our ship will be leaving shortly. We must be on it.
We will gladly stop in the next time our travels bring us to this quadrant.
And remember, our smuggling offer is still up.
The mighty Darga regrets that you will not be here to meet the Imperial officer with him.
Oh, you're meeting an Imperial officer?
Forgot about that part.
We knew that the whole time.
Oh, well,
that is the whole reason we came here.
Maybe we could catch him on his way out to the gas mine.
Maybe.
Maybe our ship can pick us up after their run.
That's true.
The mighty Doga is pleased to hear it.
Yeah. I'll go spend some credits and come back.
Okay. That is where we will call it for the evening.
With slaves?
Yes, you are now a proud owner of slaves.
Yeah. Oh my god. Fry me some chicken.
Well, I think we're going to free them shortly.
Good. I hate holding on to slaves. I have to put them in my inventory as objects I own.
I mean, after we extract information from them.